Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. State legislators began a second special session yesterday, but remain divided with some members meeting in Juneau and others in Wasilla. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that 21 Republicans aligned with Governor Dunleavy are at the Wasilla Middle School, the location Dunleavy designated. 39 other legislators, a mix of Republican and Democrat, are at the state capitol in Juneau, the constitutionally mandated site for legislative sessions. Only the Juneau group has enough members to do business. The official special session agenda includes setting the amount of this fall's permanent fund dividend and the state capital budget. But the legislators are also focused on over $440 million in state budget vetoes issued by Governor Dunleavy. Veto overrides require approval of three-quarters of state lawmakers, and the fractured legislature does not have enough votes in either location to meet that threshold. Legislators have through Friday to overturn the vetoes. Budget veto override rallies are happening around the state, including tomorrow morning in downtown Fairbanks. Wildfires have charred over 1 million acres in Alaska so far this summer. The benchmark is considered average for an entire burn season, but with large portions of the state remaining very dry, there's anticipation of more acreage being consumed during an extended wildfire season.
This is just as complicated as anything in the lower 48 because it's so hot and dry right now. The black spruce wants to burn and there's no moisture.
Shovel Creek Fire Information Officer Cale Casey emphasized that the fire-prone conditions extend across broad portions of the interior and south central Alaska, areas where dozens of fires are burning.
All over the state of Alaska, everybody's experiencing what we've experienced in other big years like 2015, 6 million plus acres, 2009, 2004 was our biggest year ever. We're right back to that type of year.
The Alaska Fire Service recently issued a fuels and fire behavior advisory.
It is just providing warnings about how dry the conditions are and continue to dry with this weather.
AFS Information Officer Joan Cluey points to deep drying of forest duff, deciduous trees, and shrubs.
Even burning above tree line in the lichens and mosses, which is extremely unusual.
Alaska Interagency Coordination Center has elevated preparedness to the highest level as more than 2,000 firefighters battle numerous major blazes. The largest incidents in terms of acreage are the 99,000-acre Swan Lake Fire on the Kenai, the 110,000-acre Frozen Calf Fire in the Yukon Flats, and the 172,000-acre Hess Creek Fire near Livengood. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGrody.